Magic beans?
I know they don't look like much, said the old man. Jack thought the beans looked ordinary indeed.
But if you plant them, the old man said, you and your mother will never have to worry about money ever again.
Now that sounded good to Jack. It's a deal, he said. He gave Bluebell a sad hug goodbye. When Jack returned home, he told his mother about buying the magic beans.
What have you done?
His mother asked as he laid the leather bag on the counter.
This isn't money for food.
She threw open the window and tossed the beans outside. Jack went to his room for the night and fell asleep. When he woke up, his room was so dark, he was certain it was still nighttime. But when he looked outside his window, a giant beanstalk was blocking the sun. The beans, he shouted. They must have grown overnight. He ran outside to see the beanstalk. It reached high into the clouds. Jack began to climb it. When he reached the top of the beanstalk, he saw a massive house. Jack walked up to the huge door. The doorknob was as big as his head. Soon, a giant woman opened the door and asked,
May I help you?
I'm very hungry, said Jack. I was wondering if you could spare a bit of food.
Oh dear,
said the giant woman.
You'll become breakfast.